Now, a pop quiz. Which is bigger, the percentage of Americans who go to the movies or the percentage of Americans who play video games? It's gaming. Gaming is now the great American pastime. 72% versus 67% who went to the movies last year. That's according to the Entertainment Software Association. And just like with movies, video games come in different sizes. The blockbusters everyone's heard of, and the small releases that sell in the thousands rather than the millions. Quirkier, artisanal games that get known by word of mouth. Studio 360's Eric Malinsky went to track some of them down.
On a Saturday night in Brooklyn, I walk through an empty industrial neighborhood until I come to a warehouse door full of light and music. About 50 people are inside playing video games. Guys have beards, women wear vintage glasses. I'm probably the oldest person in the room.
Yeah.
It looks kind of like the 80s arcades I used to go to, filled with the clunky, stand-up wooden consoles that would house a game like Donkey Kong or Frogger. But the arcade cabinets are completely homemade.
Ah, you took it! Ah, I died!
And there was a game in the back that's set up like an Atari system. The player sit on a couch across from a TV.
We control the game by, like, clicking these red buttons on our bras.
Yes, he said bras. The players have to wear hardwired B-cup lingerie. The game designer, Anna Anthropy, is watching nearby.
It's more like being a playwright and watching people perform your play. It's every game is a performance, every game is different. It's theirs as much as it's mine.
There's nothing nostalgic about our arcade. Like, we use the arcade as a platform to exhibit games.
That's Sayud Saladin. He and his friend Kunal Gupta are founders of Baby Castles, the group that stages these makeshift arcades. Now, these guys grew up in the 90s, playing Nintendo in their living rooms. They want to bring games back into the real world, making them a social experience. They designed a Space Invaders-type game that people were able to play on the ceiling of the planetarium.
From what I can tell, it was the first game made for a planetarium.
But their main goal is to shine a spotlight on quirky, independent games.
There isn't that space of recognizing really great games and celebrating them. Like, we kind of do it, but on the scale compared to Sundance or, like, whatever, it's really, really small.
In the independent game world, there's no one like Harvey Weinstein, you know, a mogul who could discover a little gem and promote it around the world. A lot of indie game makers end up selling their labors of love to these huge gaming websites.
And people just don't have the attention time to go through, you know, tens, hundreds of thousands of choices of games.
Ian Bogust makes games about, well, whatever he wants. One of his games made fun of airport security. In another game, you try to run a Kinko's copy shop, but you're set up to fail.
Get out of my way.
You were trying to service these customer orders with employees that didn't do what you want, or they'd kind of stop working, or they couldn't find anything.
Get out of my way.
A couple years ago, he decided to create the dumbest game you could possibly think of as an act of protest. It was called Cow Clicker. You earn points by clicking a cute cartoon cow over and over again. The game was a blockbuster.
You know, much to my chagrin, clicking on a cow was actually a sufficient entertainment experience, it turned out, not just a way to critique the kind of perverse entertainment experience that I saw in games like Farmville.
So he could make the next Farmville, but he doesn't want to. Bogust built an online studio that promotes niche games, and he's holding on to his day job, teaching video game design at Georgia Tech.
To me, a lot of independence has to do with making something that doesn't have a place yet.
One of the most interesting video game outsiders is Anna Anthropy. Just listen to the title of her new book.
The title of my book is Rise of the Video Game Zinesters: How Freaks, Normals, Amateurs, Artists, Dreamers, Dropouts, Queers, Housewives, and People Like You Are Taking Back an Art Form.
Anna's a transgendered woman. She tried hormone replacement therapy, but it was uncomfortable, even humiliating. In the end, she found a spot between genders where she feels okay about herself. So she made a video game about her sex change, or her attempt at one. It's called Dysphoria.
Trans women are so scared of their own voices. You know, it's hard for me to listen to my voice recorded a lot of the times. I wanted to sort of process that by putting my actual voice into this game about my experience as a transgendered woman.
It took 5 months to make the game because she had to take other work.
And then I'd come back to it, and then I'd be a little farther along in my own process and, you know, the process of dealing with hormones, and suddenly I would know, like, what the next series of levels would be.
I played the game at home. I navigated a razor to catch chest hairs above pixelated breasts. I controlled a blocky figure through a women's bathroom, trying not to be seen.
A lot of people said that they would not have sympathized with the game as much if it had been, say, a blog entry or a video, because there's that level of empathy that comes from actually engaging with the rules and experiencing the frustration that I felt.
That's where personalized video games have a lot of power, and the technology to create them is getting easier. Soon, designing your own game will be as easy as making a video and posting it to YouTube.
The next 5 years, the next 10 years in video games are going to be so interesting because there's going to be so many voices coming into this art form that were not there previously. You'll be able to look on your grandmother's game page and maybe play a game that she made about her cat. That might be totally mundane, but it's still totally beautiful.
For Studio 360, I'm Eric Malinsky.
Beep, beep, beep.
You can play some of the games Eric talked about in the story. We've got links at studio360.org.